The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Joe Benedict with the Keokuk Daily Gate City. Joe, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
I read about the bill to have drug companies list their prices in advertisements, and that's probably going to be pretty popular. How do you feel about the idea of banning those kinds of ads altogether?
Well, I think it's difficult to ban those ads, but I'm fighting it from another angle that you may not know about. But Durbin and I have in a bill that requires pharmaceutical companies to put the price of their product on the television ads. I say this with justification because, you advertise for cars, the price is on the TV, and if pharmaceuticals can take a lot of time to tell you about all the bad aspects of your pill or whatever pharmaceutical you're taking, they ought to be able to advertise the price. And I think if they advertise the price, it's going to drive down the cost of their drugs. They see it from the standpoint that some of these drugs are very expensive when they begin, and that they aren't going to be able to get new drugs on the market. But I think that we ought to know what these drugs cost. And maybe it'll be so embarrassing to the companies that they'll keep their price down.
All right. Is there any current legislation in the works aimed at lowering grocery prices or energy prices?
Not laws to do that. There's actions that could be taken by the Federal Trade Commission or by the Justice Department. And I think that if Biden had been reelected, that you would have had those actions taken. But in the case of a new presidency, I think it's too early to answer your question.
Okay. And just saw this morning, the president said he's going to put tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Do you see that as a good move for pricing in the economy?
Well, it was done during his first term, and it didn't raise prices, at least not enough to increase inflation, because inflation didn't go up until Biden got in office. So I don't know whether common sense would tell me it would drive up the price. But since it didn't in the first Trump administration, I don't think I can be intellectually dishonest, except maybe to say I just don't know. But I do know from the first term it didn't. I think I'd approach it more from an ideological standpoint, that I'm a free and fair trader. And I used to be in the majority in the Congress, being that way. And now I'm kind of in a minority. So there's been a real trend towards protectionism, and this is part of it. And Trump was elected. So maybe I ought to take a view that maybe for the last 50 years, I could be wrong. And if Trump's right, I'm going to praise him. If he's wrong, then I'm going to say I told you so.
And do you feel there's a time coming soon that the Congress will have to take a look at unelected bureaucrat Elon Musk meddling in several different government departments?
No, I don't think so, because Musk does not have any power. And I think the president expressed this best by saying, if Musk brings an idea to me and I agree with it, we'll do it. If I don't agree with it, we won't do it. So I believe that that says it all. In other words, let me speak from the point of view of the Constitution. Article 2 says words something like this, not exactly, but the executive powers of the federal government are vested in a president of the United States. So as Truman would say, he had a sign on his desk, the buck stops here. Well, the buck likewise stops with Trump sitting at the same presidential desk, same Oval Office.
All right. And overall, how do you feel the first month and a half of the new Congress and the addition of the new president has gone?
Well, the presidential action is much faster than congressional action. So I would say that the big difference is a president that came to town to make a difference, and his actions are going through this town like a hurricane, and people in this town don't like it. But remember, this town voted 92-8 for Biden to be president of the United States again, so you wouldn't expect this town to like it. You're out there in Keokuk. I live at New Hartford, Iowa. You and I live in the real America, and common sense prevails in the Midwest, and you heard Trump use the word common sense since he's been president, but he used it quite a bit as a candidate, so bringing common sense to Washington may change things, because this town is an island surrounded by reality.
Okay. And we'll wrap up with something a little lighter, I guess. If a bill comes to the Senate to place a carving of Donald Trump on Mount Rushmore, would you vote yes?
I don't think I would vote yes. Not because I don't think Trump is a good, or was a good president and will be a good president, but I honor history. If there's some other granite or marble or whatever's the mountain rock, the hills are called, and they want to carve one of him, I might vote for that, but not to put it there.
All right. That's all the questions I got for you. I appreciate the call.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.